Cross Currents Morning Report coming up in just a minute here on 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported community broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today. The hot turkey beef meatball sub, the all-beef hot dog, pancakes with omelet, chicken salad sandwich, and broccoli with ranch. Many other schools will also be serving the oven-fried rice and chicken egg roll, the chicken Alfredo, the cheese Alfredo pasta, and the yogurt parfait, as well as jicama cups with tahini and baby carrots. That's what's for lunch today in San Francisco schools. We thought you'd like to know. An hour of news from the BBC World Service is coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. More BBC news later this hour with Top Line at 8:42. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. PG&E says about 44,000 customers in Sonoma and Napa counties should anticipate a power shutdown today and tomorrow as an early fall heat wave bears down on our area. The power company is responding to a red flag weather danger warning from the National Weather Service. Temperatures in the North Bay Mountains and the East Bay Hills may reach the 90s and hot winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour. PG&E shutdown may begin tonight and electricity may go off and on for the next couple of days. For more information and see if your address is affected by the possible shutdown, visit pge.com and look for emergency preparedness, natural disaster, wildfires. Longtime civil rights activist and writer Betty Reed Soskin, who has spoken to thousands of visitors at her weekly talks at the Rosie the Riveter Visitor Center in Richmond, is recovering from a stroke. Her family is reporting this on her 98th birthday and one day before a new documentary on her life, No Time to Waste, is scheduled for release by the Rosie the Riveter Trust. This announcer often drives across the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge to arrive at work at 4:30 many mornings. Boy, am I glad I didn't see this guy on the drive this morning. A man has been arrested after driving his Tesla Model 3 sedan the wrong way on the westbound side of the Interstate 80 from San Francisco into Oakland at or about 2:46 early this morning. California Highway Patrol received multiple reports of the vehicle going in the wrong way, eastbound, not westbound, on the upper deck. He made it all the way from Fremont Street to Interstate 880 in Oakland without hitting anyone. Thank goodness. CHP put up a spike strip to stop him and take him into custody. The Cross Currents Morning Report comes your way later this hour during Morning Edition. We'll have more local news at 4:04 and a full half hour of Cross Currents this afternoon at 5. For KALW News, I'm Kevin Vance. One more hour of Morning Edition is next. For support for NPR comes from the Walton Family Foundation, where opportunity takes root. More information is available at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. Partly cloudy in the morning, becoming sunny, highs in the 60s and upper 70s here in the city, 70s and 80s around the bay, up to 90 inland. And as I said, high winds and high temperatures in many places in the North Bay, as well as high elevations in the East Bay as well. Today is the first day of fall. Today is Monday, the 23rd of September, 2019. It is the 266th day of the year, 99 days remaining till the end of the year, 162 days until primaries, and 407 days until presidential elections. It's the autumnal equinox in the Northern Hemisphere and the vernal equinox in the Southern Hemisphere. Sun rose this morning at 6:59. The sun will set at 7:04 this evening. We will have 12 hours and 5 minutes of daylight. The first high tide was just now at 8:47, solar noon at 1:01, the next low tide at 1:19, and the final high tide at the Golden Gate, 7:13 tonight. The moon is currently 33.5% visible. A waning crescent moon will have a new moon on Saturday, the 28th. Today is Celebrate Bisexuality Day, Family Day, National Checkers Day, Dogs in Politics Day, Falls Prevention Awareness Day, Great American Pot Pie Day, Snack Stick Day, Native American Women's Equal Pay Day, Proposal Day, Restless Legs Awareness Day, pardon me, Teal Talk Day, and the first day of fall. Today is the day of Grito de Lares, which is the Lares Revolt, or the Declaration of Lares, occurring in Puerto Rico against Spanish rule in 1868. It's also Holocaust Memorial Day in Lithuania, Kyrgyz Language Day in Kyrgyzstan, National Day in Saudi Arabia, and Teacher's Day in Brunei. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share this special day with a bunch of musicians. John Lomax, who found a lot of songs, John Coltrane, as well as Ray Charles, Les McCann, Roy Buchanan, Julio Iglesias, Eric Bogle, Bruce Springsteen, and Ani DeFranco. On this day in 2002, the first public version of the web browser Mozilla Firefox, known then as Phoenix 0.1, is released. And in 1980, Bob Marley plays what would have been his last concert of his life in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Much more up on KALW.org. It's the KALW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You are always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@kALW.org. The Cross Currents Morning Report is next. It is 8:52.